180 degrees.
Good morning, Local 304, and particularly my branch, Columbus, Ohio. Branch President Kenny Hodge with a postal podcast for you on this Monday morning. First, again, I'm speaking directly to Columbus, Ohio, but if the issues that I address that take place in Columbus are also taking place in your office, please jump on board and try to help us find a solution. Well, I say to Columbus, Ohio, postal management is being very crafty with the allocation of overtime. Again, I think a commitment has been made that regardless of what the service ends up being, they're not going to pay the overtime needed to run that facility. So what I mean is mail handlers should be able to work 7 days a week. If they're on the overtime desire list, that's part of their criteria. Management, naturally led by their acting plant manager, believes mail handlers should not make X amount of dollars. So I'm not going to hire enough people to run the facility so I don't have to pay mail handlers $100,000 or better. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to let the service suffer because I've made a commitment that mail handlers won't work 7 days a week in Columbus, Ohio. And another thing that Columbus management is doing is they're leaving mail handlers home on overtime, and supervisors are picking up the shortages. And just let me say a word on behalf of the supervisor, because unlike most, I fully understand what you go through on a day-to-day basis or what you don't go through. When you report for work and your unit should have 20 people in it, you get there's only 10. From your manager's perspective, you better make it happen. That's totally unfair to put that burden on a supervisor without giving them the proper staff. But to management, it doesn't matter. So to that supervisor, you've got a choice. You can go ahead and perform that craft work, hoping that you have a lackadaisical, non-combative union, such as we have in Columbus, Ohio. And then you can do that work without 1.6 grievances being filed on you. People may talk, people may not talk, but from a supervisor's perspective, I'll take that chance so that my manager don't breathe heavy on my back. I'll take the chance with violating because I'm not really doing it in private. I'm doing it in front of you. If you were to actually grieve it, I guess I really couldn't deny it, but you don't grieve it, so I'm going to do it, and then everybody goes away happy. And this whole series of violation takes place only because, again, the acting plant manager in Columbus, Ohio, has made it law that mail handlers will not work 7 days a week, which is just crazy, because working 7 days a week, that's what mail handlers do. Again, if they're on the overtime desire list, that's part of being on the overtime desire list. And again, management takes a perspective that they know it's wrong, but if the union isn't going to be consistent with filing grievances on it to stop it, then they're going to do it. It's a win-win situation for postal management, and it should not be that way. But I want to tell you something else when it comes to grievances that pertain to strictly Columbus, Ohio right now. Management has, I hate to say this, management has put together a step two grievance team. And again, Ms. Stephanie and Mr. Mark, I don't think that you have anybody in your union right now that can stand up to those two. I just don't. I think if your local president came down here, I don't think he could hold ground either. But yet, they won't let me get in the game. No, the management has got a very, very competent step two team going against union And I want to tell you something. I don't see the type of tenacity that I think a steward should have in Columbus. And that's just me. I think most of the stewards there know that. And again, it doesn't make all of us enemies. But I think what management has done was put up a brick wall that with the little bit of fight that you have, it is kind of useless against the two people they have doing their step twos. I'm sorry, I'm 100% union, but that was a boss move on management part, strictly because your local president want to play games with me and not allow me to run my union, my branch. So, I mean, again, that was a power move on management part, and I want to say to the members, and honestly, I am not being facetious. I'm being very truthful. But I also want you to know that when you elect me as your local president, I'm going to change that balance, and the balance will be more in favor of Branch Columbus, Ohio, Local 304. Yeah, that's a promise. You know, but one last thing I just want to say on the overtime. Mail handlers, postal management has agreed and are willing to pay APWU clerks penalty overtime. That's double time. See, the APWU, when they go over 10 hours, their overtime is what you call code 43. That's double time. We never get double time unless it's Christmas. But they'll pay that double time to a clerk but won't allow a mail handler to work 7 days a week. I just say there's some disparity in treatment going on there. And if we had any kind of an aggressive union, we can investigate that. But again, another pitfall. The acting plant manager and your local president, well, if the acting plant manager wants it, your local president is going to make sure he gets it. So again, we have to vote him out of office and make sure we get Kenny Hodge as your next local president. And as promised, I have to make my daily plea to my level 4 mail handlers who just arbitrarily get on a piece of equipment and begin driving, doing level 5 work. I gotta say, man, I feel you. I really do. I understand if you've been doing that so long, that little discomfort from walking from point A to point B without being on that. I do. I feel you. But I'm asking you to stop. You know, it's like smoking cigarettes. You don't have to stop all at once, but you got to wean yourself off of that. And we got to slow that down, because I'm telling you, the level 4s, you do a phenomenal job on higher level without getting paid for it. And that just don't make sense, folks. Not for anybody's comfort. That don't make sense. And I'm asking again, let's go through the slow withdrawal process. Or maybe you don't do it every day. Let's cut it down to maybe 1 or 2 days a week. And it sounds humorous, but I'm being very serious. Level 4s, you got to stop doing level 5 work while you're on level 4. If your manager really wants you to do that work, they will put you on higher level. But you taking it upon yourself for whatever reason to do that, really, as a union, we have to stop that. And I'm going to bring the podcast to a close. But I want to share a little bit of information with you as we close. And what I want to share with you is a concept or two words called discretionary effort. Discretionary effort. That's the difference in the level of effort one is capable of bringing to an activity or a task and the effort required only to get by or make do. Discretionary effort. Do you realize that that's what the Postal Service is somewhat founded on? Discretionary effort. They like to talk to you about productivity tables they have for machinery, but I don't think they've been able to put productivity on people. So we have this thing called discretionary effort. And the reason I say that is because if management would understand that discretionary effort drives the train, that management will be doing a lot of projects and processes that would encourage employees to come to work, that would encourage employees to put forth greater discretionary effort. But it seems funny to me that discretionary effort, the thing that drives this postal train, is the thing that management seems to care so little about. And if you don't care about the base of your organization, how can you ever expect to grow your organization? And as an employee, you might ask, well, how does that discretionary effort affect me? Well, I want to tell you something. Discretionary effort means I'm going to work at my pace. If I work for a supervisor who motivates me or who takes care of my leave request, make sure I don't have pay issues. When I put in for leave, I'm getting it based on contract. See, if I work for a supervisor of that type, then I'm going to work for that supervisor. But those supervisors are few and far between. So discretionary effort to a mail handler is if you are going to not get good supervision, then my work will match the supervision in which I'm given. And I hope that makes sense to people. Okay, but in some cases, there's always an exception to the case, because two flat operation never has a supervisor over there. So I don't want their work to match their supervision, because that means that whole section should contractually be able to just go sit down every day for 8 hours. And I only say that because there's usually never a supervisor over there to put out work assignments. That group of people just know what needs to be done, and they do it. Now, again, it should be applauded, but at the same time, here's postal management not doing their part, and postal employees are picking up the slack. I just say, shouldn't always have to be that way. Hey, just a quick recap. Briefly, we talked about overtime in Columbus, Ohio. Hey, listen, if you're on the overtime desire list and you want to work those overtime hours, then you have to continually get with your union to make sure you get your fair share or your equitable hours or opportunities in overtime.
Don't forget.
Have a great day.
Discretionary effort.
I'll definitely be back with you tomorrow.
Discretionary effort.
In fact, tomorrow morning, we may go live. I'll post on Facebook tonight. But at any rate, I'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a great day.